With loving kindness I have drawn you, Jeremiah 31:3. The conscience of man tells him God requires obedience to his law. But the Bible testifies if you break just one law, you're as guilty as if you broke them all. The Apostle Paul gives us the reason, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight. Romans 3, 19-20. That leaves man in a dilemma. Even if he tries to keep every law, he'll be judged by God as if he broke them all. Every human being knows intuitively what God demands, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. Romans 1:19. God has placed in every person a conscience that informs them of their sin, and yet they have no way to atone for it. But God made a way where there seemed to be no way. Christ bore our sins in his own body on the tree, by whose stripes you were healed. 1 Peter 2:24. God came one night to your door and knocked with the iron hand of the law. The door shook and trembled on its hinges. You piled every piece of furniture you could find against the door and said, "Go away." He left, but came back later, and with his own soft hand, the hand that was pierced for your sin, knocked again, softly and tenderly. This time the door didn't shake, but supernaturally opened, and there on your knees you received Christ. God convinced you of his love. "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him." John 6:44. Such is the doctrine of effectual calling. Is this what happened to you? Can you say, "God drew me, and now I obey Christ my Lord"? If so, he will continue to draw you until you sit down at the marriage supper of the Lamb.